Unit 3, Lesson 2, Track 12.
Well, I think it's very important for them to do that. They need to learn about the world and major events. I'm sure it helps them with their schoolwork. However, you need to be careful sometimes, because perhaps a story is not suitable for kids. You know, murder stories and things like that.
Oh, both. When I wake up, I watch the breakfast news shows. I like to know what's happening right now. And they also tell you about major travel problems. Then I buy a paper for my journey to work. I travel by train, so I can read the stories carefully and get more details than I can from the television programmes.
Well, I often watch them, and I think they're quite good usually. In Britain, they're about 30 minutes long, so they can give you a lot of good information. Sometimes I think there are a lot of stories about celebrities and film stars. I don't like those kinds of story, you know, about their relationships and lives. But there's also a lot on international news, which I think is very important.
Personally, I get a lot of my news online now. I check the BBC website 4 or 5 times a day while I'm at work. It's good because the news is up to date. You get the latest news, and I prefer that. You know, the morning paper can only tell you yesterday's news, and that's old news, really. I know there is more detail in the papers, but I don't have time to read long articles.